Hello, dear friends. Thank you for being with us here on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Doc. Hello, everyone. Hello, Nitza Mazoz. Hello. We're talking about the Sukkot holiday. Today we'd like to understand what are the Arbat Aminim. We'd like to talk about being happy during the holidays. And be with us. Nitza, please go ahead. So you teach us, talking about the holidays of Israel, that step by step, that a person that chooses to go by love another as thyself and has the desire to really carry it out, he undergoes different processes. And each one, each of these actually symbolizes a certain level throughout the process. And you also told us, we talked about the Sukkot holiday and what it represents last time, but today I'd like maybe to look at it from a different angle. And the theme of the four species, one of the most talked things during this holiday that we always talk about are the four species. I remember that stories that I heard, and I also told my children about it. The four species as a parable about the people of Israel. It says that the citron has both taste and smell, and it's like the people of Israel. And the lulav, that is the, it has no smell at all. And in short, you take all these four species together and they somehow show, they represent the connection between completely different parts of Israel, like these four species, and this gives something very special. So I'd like to ask, what do you see, what do they represent, these four species? It's a problem. To explain it according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, during the holidays and in general, these definitions of the wisdom of Kabbalah, because you have to all the time somehow trying to kind of get out of it. Because we're talking about things that a person himself, an ordinary person himself, doesn't feel. But we have to develop sensitivity toward it. And to begin with, at the beginning of creation, we were with the force which has created us, the upper force, that has brought us in direct contact, in a constant contact, and an open kind of contact. But in this state, we didn't understand and didn't know, like kind of a body that cleaves on to the upper and by it exists. Suppose like an embryo and the mother's womb and so on. And in order to make us grown creatures that understand the Creator, that will acknowledge Him, that will learn who and what He is, and that will be just like Him in their attitude toward Him, like He is toward them. Therefore, there was a restriction made here and a concealment. And it follows that the creatures suddenly are separated from the Creator. Suppose there's the creature, a person or all people, and the Creator, which is the force that controls and governs everything, the only operating force. And actually, there's only the Creator, the one force, and man that He has created as something that He wants to grow him up to His level. and develop him up to his level. And that's all there is. And then, in order to give a person, to allow a person to grow, to give him the possibility to do that, the Creator puts between him and that person a concealment, a kind of a thickness, like a partition, like this thick kind of partition. And then a person, he can't see the Creator behind this wall or partition. And he has to, like, during hide and seek, he has to all the time try and find the Creator in everything that happens to him and in everything that happens in him. Meaning, there is no work in the world besides visualizing, or in short, trying to detect the Creator all the time, trying to find Him in all of my thoughts and all my desires and how I feel and what's going on around me and all that, as things which conceal the Creator Himself from me, that I have to feel that besides the point of myself, out of which I feel only one thing, that the Creator fulfills everything and operates in everything, including me, of course. And this is the work. To take this concealment off, and once again return to the certain confident state where I understand, acknowledge, feel, know through this entire sickness, thickness that used to be the concealment, that I've turned it now into a field where it's possible to reveal Him. And this field that previously concealed me becomes a field for revelation. It's called upper worlds and so on. And I, by that, start understanding and feeling Him. Because in each and every concealment, I've made different efforts in order to discover Him. And by that, I get up as a grown-up that understands, that feels just like Him. In whatever He wanted to teach me who He is, I learned it. And then we understand each other, know each other. I feel everything that He wanted me to feel according to the concealment which He made, because I've corrected the concealment to revelation. And then between us, there is a reciprocal love, openness, mutual understanding. And then we are in a whole and complete connection. This is actually the entire process that we have to go through. This is actually the whole plan of creation. Later, maybe it's possible in some way to somehow explain it. And in this concealment, there are degrees of concealment. From light to heavy. Not obviously, this is how it's supposed to be. We learn from the wisdom of Kabbalah, why was it done through these five stages, where I'm behind these five levels of concealment. They're called the worlds, from the word concealment. And I, in order to come closer to the Creator, to understand Him, to get to know Him, I have to, every time, discover on each and every layer of the concealment, Him. I have to reveal Him. And so there are these five levels of concealment. Each level is also divided into its five parts, and each part into another five parts. All in all, 125 degrees. Separating between me and the Creator, yes. That on each and every degree, I have to turn the concealment into revelation, to turn the lack of understanding into understanding, lack of feeling into feeling, and this is how I acquire the qualities of the Creator and by myself change this way. because on each and every level, not like in our world, the physicist, he reveals something for himself. He stays himself and he reveals something. No. Here, these levels, they change me because the qualities of the Creator are opposite to how I am, because I'm completely in order to receive and He's completely in order to bestow, and then in order to reveal Him, I need to turn this concealment from reception into bestowal. Because it is in qualities that are opposite to the Creator, then it hides Him. And then I turn this concealment into the very opposite, into bestowal. And that's how I advance. So, these very layers that separate between me and the Creator, I start feeling them from the beginning of my work in my correction and the nullification, the cancellation of the concealment and the revelation of the Creator. First of all, you have to reveal this, because an ordinary person, he doesn't feel that something's concealed. So I start, first of all, revealing the concealment. I start detecting that it's in me, not between me and the Creator in physical distance, but between my mind and heart and the Creator that should dwell there. The concealment is between my mind and heart? No. Between my mind and heart and the revelation of the Creator, meaning within my mind and heart. And then I, accordingly, really extend and expand my mind and heart onto new qualities. I can't really set an example for it, but let's say somewhat, to some extent, like we take a child and we start teaching him how to see the world, how to feel the things that he didn't feel previously as a result of starting to work with them, that habit becomes a second nature. Simply as a result of being in touch with something, starting to get some kind of a sensitivity toward it, and so on and so forth. This is actually how it is toward the Creator too. As a result of working on the concealment, through it, we start discovering the actions of the Creator over us. But here, I have to be very subtle about it, to relate to it attentively. Not what I think, but what does he do? What does he want me to think? Not what I want, but what does he want me to want? So it turns out that there is none else beside him. In me, there is only the expert system, so to speak. The point which identifies that everything about me comes from him. Only one small point out of which I look, I examine. We can say that it's like appraiser. That's my work. This is how we have to use our senses and the way we are in life in order to discover the purpose of life. And here, surely, we stumble upon all kinds of different questions. And also, eventually, how do I operate? How do I work? How do I awaken myself all the time? How do I progress? Or at what speed, and can I accelerate my development, and so on, meaning the revelation of the Creator. That's all the work there is. Besides that, a person has no other role in this world. Meaning the only role that a person has in this world is to discover the Creator. Yes, the force which controls reality, and him is a part of it. Yes. And then I used the advice of those people that were already undergoing this process, that have reached it, that have achieved it. What do they advise? And therefore, we study the wisdom of Kabbalah. That according to its definition, the wisdom of Kabbalah is the method for the revelation of the Creator to His creatures in this world. So everything's simple. Meaning there's truly a method. Yes, a method. And what I have to do is to use what they say. And of course, each and every Kabbalist is closer to our times. He can be more useful for us because he better understands us. The order of things, from the same things and so on. And then we stumble upon the teaching of the system. Not just the system of concealment that separates between us and the Creator, but the system which is the system of those Kabbalists which have achieved that Creator, where they are, where they've already discovered it, meaning they were in our world while they were alive. They discovered the Creator, meaning they took the concealment off and passed away. In some way, it doesn't disappear. So how can I use what they did? We're not talking about our animalistic part, but the bodily part, because this belongs to the living level. We're talking about our mind and heart, which is the human level, the speaking level, consciousness and feeling, especially, above the bodily, not the bodily consciousness or feelings that it's with us like animals. On this level, and most things, we're much less than animals. We're much less aware. Yes, we barely see and barely know and barely feel the world that's surrounding us compared to if there was a tsunami. No animal was harmed. They all ran away 3 days before the tsunami. They fled to the mountains. And man, meaning we don't feel nature, we don't feel anything. In terms of the living level, we are on the furthest level from the world we're in. But we're talking not about our bodily existence, but we're talking about specifically my attitude, my relation toward that upper force that doesn't exist in animals, that exists only in people, and also doesn't awaken in everyone, the deficiency to discover the Creator. There are those in whom it awakens and those in whom it doesn't. So we see that on each and every generation which we exist on Earth, there are people in whom it awakens this desire, this urge, what desire? To discover the Creator. And they discover him. And besides what they discover, they even leave us different writings. There are many writings, there are books, there are letters, there are articles. Also, each one of them writes in his own style as to how the system of concealment is built, how can you use it, how do you achieve it, because it doesn't immediately open up, not 100%, but partially this way and that way, and then we have to perform different actions. How can we help each other if I'm in a generation with other people who also have the same desire, the same urge to discover the Creator? And that's how we have developed these people throughout generations, throughout many years, from Adam HaRishon, who was the first Kabbalist, who has attained the Creator, who took the concealment off, up to our times, thousands of generations of Kabbalists. So we're using what they did. First of all, that when I start discovering the concealment, how does the Creator arrange everything? How does He play with me? How is He concealed and hidden? I also use their writings, what they did, and furthermore, I'm using them themselves. I'm using themselves. When I use that system and place it between me and the Creator, and I'm in it, and the Creator is there somehow, not so a revealed way, so I can also be aided by those Kabbalists that have attained and exist in this system, that they keep it in some kind of a revelation, attainment. They bring this system closer to me and help me. And then I can use them. Only for this, we have to get some kind of a feeling for it, a consciousness, to acknowledge it. And then it's the real way of how to use the system with the help of those Kabbalists. And besides that, also what they recommend us to do in our world, that we are here, many people suppose, in our generation, many people want to attain the Creator. We're in a special revelation, special generation that wants to open this whole thing up and wants to open it for everyone. Anyone who wants to come and discover the Creator can come and reveal it. Then we have a special opportunity if we all connect together. And we start discovering Him. It's like we're looking in the forest for someone who was lost. So usually we take a lot of people, we go out to the woods, and everyone goes and shouts, "Hey, where are you?" and so on. And this is how eventually all of us help each other and we find Him. This is how we look for the Creator together. Now I understand why the search is actually mutual. It's much easier to search by yourself. It's very non-simple. And together it's really quick and easy. So on these levels, when we're going through these stages, there are so-called degrees of the revelation of the Creator. 125 degrees that we talked about, more and more, the closer He comes. And on these degrees, there's also a special matter where the more I progress, suddenly, once again, I feel darkness. I come closer, despite the darkness. There's darkness, meaning every time it's like studying in school. It's like first grade, we usually play on lessons, most of the lessons, that's how they are. Second grade, a bit more, third grade, and so on. And then eventually when we get to the to junior high and so on, it becomes harder at the university altogether. Meaning there are different levels of degrees of degrees of hardship that they have. This like they grow exponentially, sharply exponentially. So we have to take into consideration. But we learn all of this. And we learn how to help each other and how to work in the entire system which they prepared for us. And it's like in scientists, we use things discovered by ancient scientists up till our times, and even though we have a hardship to develop, there are millions of people working at on the first rows of science with materials and machinery and so on, and so they progress. Meaning, the more you progress, the work is in quality and quantity. It becomes therefore plenty of people get into it and feel tastelessness in life, that only the fulfillment of the Creator can fill them up eventually. They maybe don't feel it this way, but that's how it is. Meaning, the emptiness that a person feels, the goal of it all is to bring him closer to this game. Yes, to bring him closer, and the true fulfillment, he will find it only if he will open that source of life which gave him birth, and he plays with it. Hide and seek. So the Sukkot holiday is a very special holiday. We, those who search for the Creator, we start feeling waves of warmth from Him, hugs. And this is very beautiful. When we play hide and seek, sometimes when we come closer to something, we say, warming up. Here it's really... These are special times also for those people that are still not searching but feel somewhat, each one is lacking. And if they join, even something on these holidays, together with us in those circles that we want to bring everyone closer, then they will feel that there is some kind of a special... a special illumination about it. Unfortunately, Dr. Lightman, our time is up. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Nitza. And let's hope that we'll feel this revelation, this warmth, Rav said, only together. So we'll do it together. New life. All the best.